So we're going to get started. Hopefully Richard will come in quickly, but Rick Brewster won't be here tonight. He's still working in Bath. I was talking to Matt before everyone arrived, but this is his second meeting missed, and Peter will be his first if he doesn't show up. I think for the new person, this chairperson, you really need to keep that in mind. We've struggled over the years to make this a commission that is viable, and then we're not coming here, and then not being able to make any decisions or vote on anything. So just keep that in mind. I'm going to jump ahead here and probably take this a little bit out of order, but you all, I hope you all remember that in July I resigned as chairperson. It's been 7 years, and it's time for me to be a member and not be a chairperson. I didn't hear from anyone. I asked them if anyone would had someone in mind for that position, would they reach out to me? So without hearing from anyone, I would like to nominate Louise as a new chairperson. I want you all to give us some thought while we go through this meeting, but we'll need to vote on it at the end of the night, because it is imperative that we have someone that's going to represent us at City Hall. I'm not saying that none of you are, I think you're all in a good position to take that position, but I think with Julie's experience, number one, on this commission for years before she went to City Council, her understanding of our biggest challenge is going to be coming up again, and I think you're all aware that the cruise ship thing is going to explode.
Yeah. Just curious, for any vote, what's the
say that again?
What's the quorum for any vote?
Any vote would be four tonight.
Four.
So we may not be able to make a vote tonight unless Louise can't actually vote for herself, if I understand that correctly. So unless Richard shows up tonight, it may not be able to vote until next week, or maybe we have a special meeting. But that is where we need to be.
Yeah. Is there a chance of going back to Tuesday?
We will, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I just had to be in Boston yesterday with Steve, and and then
possibly Yakov on Wednesday.
We're done now, right?
I think so.
It was always the Tuesday.
They'll be done by next month, for sure.
Yeah, so we may do some crisscrossing next month.
I think they've finished. Yeah, it's just there's something that's always ongoing Wednesdays. It wasn't going on during the summer, so it wasn't a problem.
No, we'll go back to Tuesday. Yeah. I think everyone agrees that Tuesday works out better, except when there's noise in the other room that we can't compete with. So, and that may happen next year. We may have to bump the schedule around, but that'll be someone else's decision. I don't know that we have any welcomes tonight, and I don't know if we have any public comment.
Hi, Ron Huber. My only public comment is I think that it'll do well if this Harbor Commission tries coordinating with any others that are cruise shipping inside this bay right now, because they're right on the same route. Belfast certainly does Bucksport, and just there may well be, standards that they try to reach that you don't know that they are having successes or failures. It's not in the industry's interest to inform us, but I think, thinking about that, if there's a big growth event coming, it's one of those hang separately or hang together things, I think. But that's my comment.
No, that's fine. Approval of July's minutes, I don't know that we even took any. Rick is officially saying that he will do the minutes, but he's not here. So.
But he was here for the July, but I don't think
So I'll talk to him.
So what I did, I spoke with Will. I had a very long, lengthy conversation with Will about the HMC and about some concerns. And I've also spoken with Matt, and it looks as if Matt can take the minutes for the HMC. He can send them to me or someone in the group to look them over to add or delete, and those would become the formal minutes, because we absolutely need to have regular minutes, because if we don't,
it's a good turnaround. It's just
it's a good turnaround.
Okay.
We've got to do something. It'll either be myself or Mark.
Yeah, and since we've had inconsistent with
Rick,
we need to really make sure, because there was something else that had come up with Will when I spoke to him, which was actually kind of alarming.
What?
He said that on the commission, that he was unclear if all of the commission agreed upon the cruise ship fee increase, even though we all voted on it, And I don't remember anybody voting no. Did the commission unanimously vote on the cruise ship? And he also said that the feeling is that people are not allowed to voice their opinions, that there are only a few people on the commission who are allowed to say anything. Unfortunately, we don't have everybody here.
Yeah, where did you get that?
I asked him, and I said, is this coming from someone on the commission? Because if it is, that's a concern.
Not for me.
And I did say Ron tapes all the meetings, you know, yes. So if there's an accuracy question, but those were his words to me, and I absolutely said I'm going to bring it up at the commission because we can't work well as a group if people don't feel they all have a voice.
Does everybody feel that they have a voice? Is anybody uncomfortable?
Matt?
Me? I'm not.
You're not comfortable.
No, I'm comfortable. I mean,
you're the one who has to face the city manager.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I just want to flesh it out. Who would that be?
I have no clue. Well, they brought up, so he brought up to me Howie. I said, I'm telling you.
He is by far the most comfortable person.
I said, Howie.
Maybe it's reading about Bar Harbor or somewhere where, Northeast Harbor, wherever it was, where people have been actively organized and polarized about
things.
I don't
know. Well, we're polarized, that's because I'm hoping as a commission we're not polarized. Right. We have many times agreed to disagree and we have not all voted the same. So he brought up Howie, and what I said about Howie is I said Howie resigned after 25 years because he felt council was not listening to him. Not that he felt the commission wasn't listening to him. I said he's been very vocal.
Oh yeah.
Maybe that got misconstrued. Maybe it's.
Well, I think we had people come to meetings.
And see who knew Rick, and he had his say. Peter, I think he was more inclined to talk about the festival, but we didn't cut him off. Well, I did, because we didn't have enough time, but not like you can't talk about it. I just said, we need to move on.
Yeah,
Just going on the written minutes again that are prompt, that opens up a whole lot there. Because otherwise it's just the HMC does something, and here comes the word from it. But this way.
Okay. All right. So minutes will be taken by Matt. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you. So the Fish Pier grant application progress.
Yeah, so it's been a while since we've met, so forgive me if I can't remember where I left off. So we did get that $358,000 from Northern Borders.
Yay!
So, of course, we had the city match of $400,000, state of $250,000. So we did not get the CDBG grant. So
we didn't.
No, we didn't get the CDBG grant, which was, I think, $350,000. So we really needed to drop back, meet with the state again, talk to Tom, because basically what the package that we put together based on the amount of projects that we need done, we really put it down to bare bones to be able to complete enough to sustain the piers, both of them.
Can you tell us what that looks like? What kind of...
So basically rebuild this pier, okay, and put another ramp down. And that's basically, that's bare bones what we need to do, which would also address this access to make it more ADA compliant.
Yeah.
We're also talking with Mr. Smith over here. He's, has money now from, I believe it was a CDBG. No, that was the big grant, to build over here, which would basically take up the basin. And we're currently meeting with him and his engineers weekly to go over what they want to do, what the city wants to do, and how we might be able to work together.
Who's this?
Mr.
Stuart Smith.
He owns the property from Boston Financial all the way around to Yachting Solutions.
And what work were you...
So what they want to do is basically expand their docks to, it looks like they'll cover the majority of this basin right here.
Oh, Yachting Solution, yes. The 2,000 linear feet.
Yep.
I also, use my mooring ball.
But also what we're looking at
linear feet.
Is pushing out insight.
We'll just trying to visualize.
So that would help us out tremendously.
What would they do? I'm sorry. Push out the
their break wall that they have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, they would move that.
Yes, exactly. Oh, which also. Yep.
Whoa. Further to sea.
North. Almost due north.
That's like the extension of archers, like that.
Basically, yes. So that it creates a nice break for us, but it allows them to put more docks in.
Okay. And will archers docks?
Yeah, I don't think it affects archers, but it does affect the pavilion thing up there, showers and so on and so forth.
Not bring any dockage into the basin?
No, bring docks into the basin.
Because we had this whole discussion that there wasn't even enough water there?
No, there would be dredging.
There would be dredging.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, which leads me into, you know, the meetings that we're having with them. You know, we have our plans that we would like to do in order to accommodate both the general public boating, you know, transients, local boating, as well as the cruise ships. So it sort of encompasses this whole area, all the way from the middle pier all the way over. So what we want to complete needs to jive with what they want to complete.
Because wasn't there also, maybe this is something you haven't, but when we originally started looking at that basin, and then for to put any of the smaller cruise ships in here, it wasn't feasible. And that posed a big problem the first time around, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know, but maybe that's something's changed. There was not enough room for them to get in and out if they would put the...
That's
one of our bigger concerns, and he knows that, and he's engineering around that.
Trying to turn it, give it room.
The turning basin. Yeah. I'm not talking about the turning basin specifically. Mm-hmm. I'm more talking about this basin over here where her mooring is. You know.
Right, when it goes up underneath in the corner.
Yes.
But I thought that was the whole issue from the very beginning. Because we didn't have enough room to move that way either because of the Black Pearl and
Is this the sort of thing the Corps of Engineers has to give a permit to?
For the dredging portion.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, of course, it's the same permitting process we have to go through. So it's the Army Corps of Engineers, Maine DEP, Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife. It's the
conservation
whole
of them. Yeah.
You'd have to talk to them on the specifics, you know, Trident Marine. So again, this is in the kind of planning phase, so it's
right. That's why it's
they got grant funding for it. They got like $750,000 or something like that.
Yeah, from the
they got more than we do.
Well, that's a different grant. But yes, I feel your pain on that one. In fact, we have another meeting with them on Friday.
Why did we lose the grant? Specifics.
The CDBG? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't have any specifics on that. I don't know.
But they might tell you if you ask.
I think we're waiting for a letter from them specifically stating why we didn't get the grant. Is what I understand.
Okay.
So, anyway. And of course, you know about what we want to do on the fish pier, the bare bones minimum, you know, resurface it, replace the pilings, electrical, get the electrical up to standards, and dredge north and south side. That's the kind of the bare minimum to, you know, sustain it.
Would they actually be bringing it any further into the intertidal, like enlarging the areas that small boats can go into?
Yeah, they're going to dredge so that the lobster boats can get in there, you know, 24/7.
Even closer, yeah. Good.
So anyway, we didn't get CDBG. We needed to drop back, talk about it, come up with a game plan, because like I said, this is the minimum bare bones stuff we need to get done. We did apply for another grant, which I just found out we didn't get, which was the big grant. That was another federal grant. So now we're going to have another meeting on Friday, find out what we can do before we apply for the EDA grant, which would be in the spring.
So basically, and how much was the EDA for?
The EDA is a match for everything that we have. So if we apply for it right now, that would be about $900,000. So yeah, we'd have 1.8. We really need 2.4-ish to do it. So, like I said, we had to push it out another year in order to, come up with a really solid...
The fish pier is not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen for another year.
No. We need to find out why we're not getting these grants. That's really...
So what was the other? We didn't get the CDBG. Is there another one that we didn't get too?
The big grant. The thing with the big grant is
big as in just BIG.
The BIG voting infrastructure.
Okay.
So
the big one. Which was the big one?
Just so you know, the thing with that specific grant, we only had like 2 weeks to drop back and punt on that one. So we really did not have enough time to put a solid one together, because it was due on the 11th of September.
So,
the same people that were contracted by the previous city manager just before she left.
You need to find someone else.
That's another topic we're going to talk about with the state on Friday.
Yeah, grants are tough.
Yeah, I took
classes
and really went through.
Yeah, if only we had an economic development.
That's true. But a lot of hands reaching for that moment.
How much was the big grant?
$300K, I think it was.
So that was basically trying to cover what we lost on the CDBG.
Yeah. So I think, quite honestly, in my opinion, the key is going to get who we get for a new economic development person.
Yeah, you're right.
Because Tom, he's got a lot on his plate. We are not grant writers in this building, okay? Mm-hmm. Whoever gets that position, really.
Have they even started interviewing yet?
He did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've made 2 recommendations.
Yeah.
So
hopefully in the near future we'll have someone in there that can push us along.
Good.
So anyway, getting back to the projects here, sitting down with Mr. Smith and the engineers, we really want to put together a solid foundation for the infrastructure, not just for the city portion of it, but also the rest of the downtown area, the other entities in the harbor, okay, to make it work, best bang for the buck all around kind of thing. I think it would be in our best interest anyway. We're abutting neighbors, and we need a little bit from him, and he'll need a little bit from us.
Assuming some of his money will go back into the boardwalks, and is it starting to deteriorate pretty much?
I don't know. That's a whole other subject we could spend hours on, because I've got a lot of people that come in. How come you're not fixing the boardwalk? Well, we don't know.
And he has actually fixed it. I don't have the old pictures.
Some of them, but
he fixed them all. And then what happens is, slowly but surely, within a month or 6 weeks, the kids start kicking them out again. They have a security system, but they choose not to look to see who the,
You're talking about the fence.
Cracking, the weeds.
The benches?
3 feet.
Yeah. The weeds, yeah. Well, he did just cut all of this stuff
finally,
down.
But it was the whole summer.
But it was the whole summer.
Really.
But he doesn't, it's interesting.
But is it a triple net lease with Boston Financial and the neighbors? The building, the paint's peeling off of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, who's responsible? Mm-hmm. I thought it was a triple net with Boston Financial, so that would leave them responsible for the maintenance.
Maybe a new little public shaming through the letters to the editor or something about the
slogan
building.
How successful
I don't that think that would be a good idea. I don't think enticing people with vinegar is as good as
not only an extremist. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but I also wonder if it is possible financial responsibility to do
very
that.
Very well could be.
And that's an easy enough question for Tom or John Root to know the answer to.
Yeah.
Who's responsible for that? But I agree, it's best if we can have a workable relationship because he ain't going away.
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, even if they do,
I'm on good terms with him. He seems like a very reasonable person. He's a businessman, but he seems reasonable.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
I'm good with that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, moving on. Mm-hmm. As soon as we come down with a good plan, we'll bring it to the table, we'll look at it. We just wanted to go over stuff first. So. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's where we're at with those. those grants. Okay, so we did get the two grants for the South End boat ramp, so we're going to start that next week.
Yay!
We're hoping to pick up all the material, I'm hoping, next week, and then start construction the week after. So we're on a, extremely tight timeline, because Public Works has a pretty major project coming up, and one of the person that was going to run the heavy equipment won't be working for the city after the 13th. So we're going to be, cranking it for the next 2 weeks. So, anyway. Let's see. Fire department truck is going to be donated to the Harbor Waterfront, so we don't have to use our own vehicles. We're going to put a dump body on it probably this winter, and then put a decent paint job on it, make it work for us. So it should work.
Great.
We're going to pull floats after the 19th of October, which happens to be the last cruise ship of the season. I'm hoping we don't get any major storms between now and then. Cross your fingers. New website's up and running, and we're working on getting the webcams.
Yeah, good, okay.
Five times. It's, one thing after the other, trying to get them hooked up. So I'm hoping in the next couple of weeks we'll get that going again.
Hey, what happened to the Osprey?
We pulled it down because of the heavy winds we had about a week ago, and Mark probably just forgot to put it up. And I didn't put it up today because we're supposed to get pretty decent winds.
Oh, there it is.
No, those are two I'm going to put down as piers.
Oh, yeah.
Those things are just...
disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those birds, I love them. Old business cruise ship fees. I don't know if we want to... That's going to be the big one. So...
Well, yes.
We don't have anything for houseboats right now, right?
No.
I don't know that the cruise ship fee is going to be big tonight, Matt. I think that we're still just waiting to hear back if we're going to have a workshop.
There's going to be a workshop October 9th, and it's not going to be a workshop, Will said. It's going to be a discussion. Let me make sure I've got the date correct. He would like a list of...
At City Hall, right?
Yeah. Who we think should be invited... to the I am here to report. It is. Oh, it is. It can't be. It can't be the 9th because that's Columbus Day, right?
Yeah.
So it must be the 11th, which would be agenda, or it's the 2nd. Let me find out because the 2nd is agenda setting. So it should be the 2nd because he said he wanted to do it during agenda setting. But who do people feel should be invited?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to get this list back to him.
Yeah.
So obviously the chamber. I mean, we really have to be fair about this.
I want everybody because what's happened is
Amy Powell.
We've invited everybody prior.
She no longer works anymore.
She does. She's taken a job. Contracting. She's contracted with the state. To remain in the cruise industry business.
Okay. So Cruise Maine.
It's not called Cruise Maine. It's whatever DOT has put together.
Okay. So I'll put Amy Power /DOT.
Yeah. Chamber. We'll invite the pilots. Gordon has... we might as well invite Rockland Main Street. And is there any other... I mean,
I mean, I really think, we have to get the notice out there, though. Fishermen.
Yeah, and, the NGO world, the Enviro folks want to have a say in this. As I was saying before, decisions made here can affect the entire bay by what size vessels it attracts and so on. So,
but this discussion is only for the cruise ship fees.
Right.
I'm sure we could bring up environmental stuff, but we almost have to piecemeal it all together. Mm-hmm. I mean...
The fees is a whole other thing there, right? Yeah. But again, you're sort of setting the tone for the rest of it. So it's an important thing.
It's very important. I've been involved in this since 2009. It is very important.
So it probably won't be that Saturday. It'll be the following Monday.
Okay. Does anyone else that we need to do
for that? So we could actually put out a public...
A public notice would be nice on our new website.
A public notice.
I don't know how many people look at that. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
it probably needs to be... If you want it public, it probably needs to go to Sandy and...
We can do a press release.
Print it.
We can do a press release.
And we just need to know the day and time.
If you want, I'll be happy to put together that press release, because what that will do is that takes care of people saying, you didn't tell me.
Right. There may be economists that that are familiar with this.
Yeah.
But they have something to impart, a lot of things.
Speaking of that, I've been talking to Louise about it. The cruise ship fees, I've only been able to nail down two places, one being Miami, the other one being Charleston, South Carolina, on cruise ship fees, and they're both very different. So what was it, $11 in Miami, I think?
$11.25 in Miami, and then Charleston had, I don't have it with me.
It had a tiered system.
It has a tiered system, and it's $50 per passenger head for 2,500, and I'm just throwing these out. But then it went down to 25, but it never went below 25, and there was always a fee, whether they came on shore or not. There was always some sort of fee involved. Theirs was a very aggressive.
Yeah, minimum $10,000 per visit.
The very minimum $10,000 per visit, and it was a very aggressive pro city, not pro cruise. So it was actually a nice little formula.
In general, they're just not accessible. You can't get that information.
Matt, you want to talk about that?
I spent hours close to their chest and
trying to call like port authorities, you know, Boston, New York, New Jersey. I can't get one person on the phone actually talking to me on the phone. You can't even leave a message anywhere. And so I was like, all right, I tried harbor masters, but there's not a lot of harbor masters in those cities that deal with cruise ships. It's port authority, you know.
People in Maine don't want to give you that information.
No, the ones in Maine we already have. Bar Harbor, we have Portland, which again are apples and oranges.
That's right.
Okay, so they charge differently because they offer different things.
Mm-hmm.
Bar Harbor, I think, was what, $425 per head, but they don't tender into a public facility that they maintain. They tender into a private facility, which they charge X, Y, and Z, which I don't know.
Which we can never get from.
Is this like legally privileged information, or is it simply that they economically are going?
No. The ones that I did find, I had to dig through the internet and find documents on the city's website,
right,
which is very time consuming.
I can imagine, and there are people to farm it out to. I think, you know, even just community members would be glad to do that kind of grunt work all the time.
You find them, Ron. That would be great.
Have task, we'll travel. Just what do you need looked up? You know, there are. I know.
Do you have a port authority that kind of pure belongs to the port? Does the money go to the port authority, or does it go to the?
I truly don't know. Port authority is usually run by the city, isn't it?
I don't know. New York Port Authority is actually New Jersey and New York.
I did. I noticed that. When you get on the website, you can split New York, New Jersey.
Yeah, and they have their own police department.
There's the New Jersey, New York Harbor River, Harbor Keeper.
Yeah.
They also have the trade.
What was Portland? 10?
Portland was
11? But they tie it to the dock and all that good stuff.
Yeah, they tie it to the dock.
But I'm going to recommend in our discussions that that's not the type of street we want to go down.
Yeah.
We don't want to compare because we're a completely unique place.
Well, we can't anyway. They're class.
Class A.
But we want to focus on. For me, this is historic for Rockland. Mm-hmm. We're either going to let Rockland fail and become a Bar Harbor, or we're not. So it's, for me, it's about protecting Rockland and having a complete balance for the entire city. So when people say, well, you know, we can't, unless we move Acadia next door, we're not going to turn into a Bar Harbor. Somebody did say that. You just go, please. We're not. We don't have the infrastructure that Portland has, because if we want to play that game, we don't have the infrastructure Portland has. We don't have the infrastructure Bar Harbor has. And that does limit us.
But we do have mountains by the sea, and that's...
That's right.
You know, that's certainly what Portland doesn't have.
Yeah. We're unique.
So the other question I have...
Aren't there any opposite numbers, like Oregon or Washington coastal towns?
I couldn't find Marks.
I wonder if...
Eastport and Jonesport and all of them put a moratorium on cruise ships that were not allowing them in. Period.
How do they legally do that?
idea. Because you're telling not you, and I'm right. sure that we can't. Is it because it's a federal permit?
Yeah, you can't permit? Limit anybody from anchoring
but
in
they,
a federal.
Esports federal, right?
I don't know.
So Southwest Harbor, I thought. Somebody's told me Southwest Harbor is not allowing
cruise
ships anymore either.
No. So I don't understand why they're telling us.
It could be that they can't, not that they can't anchor there, but maybe the town won't let them tender into their harbor. So why would they go there if they can't tender?
Right.
Tender into our harbor.
Because otherwise it's interstate commerce, you know.
But I was wondering about the same thing is maybe they don't have the commercial potential commercial facilities where a tender could land like here, you know, like you suggested, maybe.
Yeah, if they don't have a Coast Guard secured facility, they can't tender there.
Well, it didn't say that in the article. It just said they were refusing. That was it. They put moratoriums. So I don't understand. And not that we are going to do that, but
it's kind of good to be conservative that way.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe all of the waterfront property is city controlled, but if you have a commercial, maybe you can't control. But isn't that what you're speculating in that little email? That if you have a federal anchorage and you have a commercial facility, it would be hard to stop them.
I mean, they could go into O'Hare.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the only place other than here. There's no other places that they could come in.
Anybody can open up a facility.
Well, if they had the waterfront. Property,
yeah.
Sure.
But I was just thinking, I was wondering, like, in the Northwest Harbor, maybe.
I mean, they can go all over the place. Knights, Trident. I mean,
maybe they don't have the commercial facilities. They are forced to have to go to public landings, maybe. And so therefore, you can keep them out.
See, that's like a legal question that I really
right. Like your life.
Can you reach out to your Coast Guard guys who came to that meeting?
They're not going to have a lot to do with that.
So you don't think they know the answer to why Eastport was able to put a moratorium in place?
And I guess we could call Eastport.
The only thing the Coast Guard cares about is the federal anchorage, which they were very clear about that.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, if they're tendering into a secured facility that is under the Coast Guard's purview. Mm-hmm. That's all they care about. They don't care what town wants what.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, maybe.
I think maybe the best thing to do would be contact those specific towns and find out how legally they did that.
Why do we want to know how or why they did that?
If we get to this, you know, push up, and not that we want to say
right. One day there may be a citizen initiative here to do something.
It's happened before.
Yeah.
I would like to know why.
Better to know.
Well, I thought we were putting a restriction on the number that can come in during the summer, right?
We put a number not only for the summer, but the shoulder season because of what Nat can handle and what the infrastructure can handle.
But
we're getting pushback on that as well from council.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the concern is just a lot of cruise ships coming in and having a commercial alternative. I mean, that's the only way we can control cruise ships is limiting the landings. But if you have a commercial facility, you may not be able to control in your hip. Limitless cruise ships.
Well, maybe.
How many cruise ships? I mean, I struggle with this. We're not a Class A port. We don't have customs. They always have to go to Bar Harbor or they go to Boston, right? Or Portland before they come here. How many of them are going to really want to pull into this harbor, realistically?
Well,
I mean,
they're already on the rise. Okay, we already know that,
right.
And they're going to continue to be on the rise. And if you look at the Caribbean in the last month,
how it's basically
been destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think these cruise ships are going to go?
Well,
I get that, but I'm just saying how realistic. I think that we absolutely should set. And I said it 4 years ago.
That's
we
right.
need to be proactive and not just sort of sitting here going, "Oh, we'll figure it out when you get 20 calls." But
right.
I'd like to know, I mean, we never really get a clear answer, and maybe that's a question we need to ask, is realistically, how many cruise ship companies are looking to come here and come into this harbor.
One, I don't think we'll get that answer. Mm-hmm. And the second is the community, mm-hmm. fingers crossed, is at a different place than they were in 2009 mm-hmm. and 4 years ago.
I know. I thought so too, but I've been downtown and I've been asking people, and boy, it feels to me, and I could be wrong, but it feels to me that it's a real 50-50 split. Mm. And that sort of scares me. I mean, if you take the lobstermen and the folks that make their living on the water, and, or people coming in here,
yeah.
to, you know, with, whether it's their sailboat or their motorboat, they're like, no, we don't want to see that. But downtown, I see.
Well downtown, yeah. they may have a louder voice, but I don't think they necessarily represent my community. I don't think they represent the South End.
I hope not, but you know what they did. Yeah,
but they have a louder voice. We've seen that.
According to Amy Files in her letter, that they don't speak. The chamber doesn't speak for her.
Right.
Right.
Right. Well, that I get. But, I mean, yeah. downtown, when you walk into a store, they're like, yeah.
It ought to be good. I wonder getting a.
Well, I'm sure for business, for some of the businesses, absolutely. But then again, we get back to needing to do a formal kind of study mm-hmm.
that is
not done by the chamber, but is done, you know. And somebody says, "What's the monkey site? Monkey doesn't work."
Oh, what Michelle brought in, which I think we should use that. And it's
monkey
for a survey.
Monkey? Yeah.
Survey monkey.
Yeah. All right, Matthew.
But I think that should be done, and we need to have more than just a few voices. But
it wouldn't be a terrible idea to urge the MLA to get involved, because more and more of their towns are having cruise ships visit the Lobstermen's Association. They ought to have some kind of policy, and they tend to research it pretty well, but they don't. Shoot from the hip.
A really good idea.
Because, as you said, lobstermen have a problem with this. Town folks don't have a problem, so.
Yeah, I'm sending Will the email now. And what's MLA now?
Maine Lobstermen's Association.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Matt, you're in this, Matt.
Yeah, you're more likely to answer some of your questions. You're more likely to get the boats going north than the ones south, because they all start in New York or Boston. Portland, so they could.
Most of the ships that are coming here come out of Boston, then they come to Portland, and then here, and then Bar Harbor, and then all the way back.
Or up to Bucksport, some of them.
Well, I'm thinking of the ones who go on to Canada, and then they turn around and come back, but they'd have to hit another port in the U.S. before they come here. Yeah.
As soon as they cross into Canadian
water. But when they're going north, they start in the U.S. So.
But they start in Boston, typically.
Yeah, so they can.
Portland, then they would go. Here,
I don't know if they do both Portland and...
Depends on the size, you know. But
The one we're going to get tomorrow is coming from Portland.
How big is it?
But it's a small one. It's 200.
Okay, here's larger ones, I think, started in Boston.
Yeah. And you can ask Dave Gelinas, you know, the Pilots Association. I mean, I'm sure they keep track on all those boats coming up.
Well, I have the previous port calls on the...
Good, okay. I wondered about that.
What do you think? Do they mostly stop here after Portland, or do they go up and come back and stop here?
I have to look at it.
Well, the last ship was good. The big one that was here was going to end up, I think, in Montreal or maybe
Quebec.
Was it one that they stopped in Montreal to pass and get off and wherever they go?
I think they get off because that same ship is coming back. That's why it's
the same thing.
Yeah, it does
that
two
one three times. So,
what's that?
Division, we have three times.
Three times.
Yeah. So,
is that the one
New
that
York,
had the issue with the tenders?
Did you see it?
No,
it was bad.
Yeah. New York, Bar Harbor.
What do you mean Bar Harbor?
These are the last ports. The last port before they hit us.
Oh, so they were going
Boston,
to come back down here.
Boston.
Oh.
That's the
Portland.
Are those also the little ones?
Yeah, no. Portland, Bar Harbor, Boston. So up and down.
Yeah, the one that was here on the 13th, the big one, it's going to be back here coming south on the 26th.
26th.
Yeah. And then they do that route one more time.
Tuesday, right? Yeah.
So they drop them in Montreal. They fly off. They pick up more, come back down to work.
And they stop in Bar Harbor before they come here then?
They have to.
They have to clear.
So from the north, they stop in Bar Harbor. And from the south, it's either Boston or Portland.
Or New York.
Okay. Here's the list for Will. Invitation Chamber, Pilot Association, Renew Rockland, Amy Powers, Gordon Page, DOT, Frank Vizconitis, Matt Ripley, Maine Lobsters Association. Is there anyone else?
Nope. But this is the list on the fees?
Did you put downtown?
I don't think the Lobster Association cares much about setting the fees.
Who doesn't?
If you're looking, the Lobster Association doesn't. I mean, are this the list of organizations that will work on the fee structure?
Mm-hmm.
Discuss it.
Okay. Well, as long as, I guess they'd be involved, as long as we're paying for traps.
What it does is it opens it up that anyone who's interested is able to attend. If they choose not to because it's not their
then that's fine.
Thing, then they come when we're talking about environmental impacts, or they come when we're talking about limiting the number of people over the public.
So once you get the date and time, would you let me know and I make flyers and put it at the Fish Pier and give it to the Fish
Pier?
They need a voice in this, and they need to.
Does the yacht club need a voice in this?
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen to me, everybody, because what they'll do is what they did a couple of months ago.
So it's the final the idea. What's behind this is to convince the. The sway the council, which way to go? Is that
it's not going to convince anybody. It's just to give them information because they do is they do weigh very heavily what the chamber has to say. It does not mean it is accurate information what the chamber has to say. And it does not mean that the chamber has shared the information that we have talked about. Because the biggest reason for the fee increase is we do not have the infrastructure.
Right.
And for anybody to sit there with a straight face and say, well, just add more ships to an already crumbling infrastructure makes no sense at all.
Yeah, actually, that's what I was kind of surprised that when they had the vote, or they were, when they were first scheduled to have the vote and they went in and they were against it, because I thought that what they were saying is as long as you can show that it's beneficial.
No,
the money's being used for something that will
happen.
No, they
it's that infrastructural.
It was very difficult and will be very difficult to get them to hear what our concern is, because the chamber is screaming money and economic benefit to the entire community. But we can't do anything with the industry until we improve the infrastructure. And we saw that, we just saw it.
And it was a couple mess. Things that this year, four buses went out of here. So that's about 400 people, they told me. The other 1,400 stayed local, which I'm impressed. Years past, it was everyone bused out, and it might have been the downtown was busy. So, I mean, maybe that's why the downtown folks are saying we're making money now. But the other thing that really concerns me is the Chamber of Commerce should be looking for year-round, full-time employment. Companies that come here, that want to stay here. Not something that's a hit or miss on the shoulder season or on in April, May, or October, November, or September, October. Why aren't they looking at another Boston Financial or something else that would come here that pays a fair wage year-round? We're becoming this, starvation in the winter. When you look, I live down the street from the food pantry, and the individuals that are there that cannot find work, and they're starving, and the children are starving when I volunteer there, it's pathetic. And that's what we really should be looking at. We should be ashamed of the fact that we have folks here that cannot find jobs that want to stay here.
Yeah.
That really is not...
Well, I read something about with Bar Harbor. It sounded like they set up these businesses because of cruise ships.
You're right.
But then they use that same argument. Well, if they come here longer or more of them, we can survive better. But so it's you kind of create your own
avalanche. There, right?
Well, and when we actually did a group tour down to Bar Harbor on one of the days that they were doing the cruise industry.
It was the first year.
And it was the first year.
Three or four ships.
That we had. So we went down and we asked the shop owners, and the a good portion of the shops were paid for by the cruise industry. And what they'd do is they'd pack up shop come October, and I'd say, where do you go next? And then they go to Florida. And open up the identical business, you know, and that's what the staff do. And and that's why Bar Harbor closes down.
I certainly appreciate the folks at Peoria Oil, but their foundation was in Bar Harbor. They got on the cruise ship.
Yeah.
They get, oh, we'll send it to your house from here. Boom, here you go. And they sent him all out. I mean, great, he's built a business, but you look at where he's at, he's followed the cruise ship industry, if you look at it.
He's done very well.
He's done well. But I don't know if he goes south, but a lot of them did. They would go south to Florida, Texas, some of them.
I think he's going to probably stay in Maine. Look at how beautiful this
is. Can't help it. He can't help it.
Before the storm.
So, I don't know. Anyways, we get off, and I said it was going to be a few minutes. It's too long, so I'm sorry. But it really, that is key, Louise, that we find out when that is.
I've sent him a very thorough list.
Okay, great.
Which I CC'd. I think I got everybody. Make sure.
I don't know who Peter, where Pete, do you have Rick Brewster? It's R. Brewster at
Let me see if I've got him. I don't have him.
Joan, who spoke at the council the first time, she kind of is representative of the yacht club, I would say. I mean, that's kind of what she was referring to, the yacht. You know, it's a great yacht destination.
You know. Joan
Wright.
Joan Wright.
Joan Wright.
Yeah.
I don't have Brewster, but that's okay. I emailed everybody my note to.
I think it's R. Brewster at gmail.com.
Well, I'll just put it in.
He was here last night waiting for the meeting. And I said, I sent you an email twice. And he said, oh, I just found it in my spam. Sorry.
Bummer. I've done that before. I never look at this. In fact, I should probably look at it tonight.
I put the Rhode Island Yacht Club.
There you go.
And moving on, so I don't get the houseboats.
Well, no, I just want to leave it on there so that we don't forget about it, because it's something we need.
What's Kim up to? How's her boat coming up?
I think she's like a year out. Mm-hmm. I think, so it's not something we need to cure right now, it's just something we need to address in the future.
I mean, and this is all potential house boots, right?
It's something to think about, because that day will probably come here,
I did, this goes back, I'm sorry, to the cruise ship, and I didn't get to follow up, but Tom Luttrell called me this morning. And it looks as if the cruise ship that's coming on the 22nd wants to give us a tour of their disposal system, which a lot of us have already walked through before, but they want to show us how environmentally advanced they are.
Well, I'd like to do that,
Exactly.
You're never going to know.
The 22nd. Well, and that's how they got caught, because of a trained engineer with that $40 million.
With a little
fine.
Little sub hole slipper.
Yeah. Was it a whistleblower? Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which boat is this, the Vision?
I think it's all. I'll call Tom tomorrow.
All right.
What do they want?
They want to show us their. I want to say their evacuation system. They want to show us their shit system, basically.
Right. Well, can you
sewage?
You say I'd like to go to that. Tell them Friends of Penobscot. We're very interested, because we'd like for the water keepers to see what's going on in one of these, because they're very mixed over the whole thing.
I have them arriving as 26, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know which boat it is. The date that my husband took the message for was the 22nd.
That would be tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
I mean the day after tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow's 21st.
Yeah, he called me today.
We don't have one coming on the 26th.
So maybe I've got the days. Like I said, I didn't call.
Yeah, right. Adam is. The next one is
the 26th.
Yeah. Maybe it's the 26th. My
and that's one of the big one.
It's going to be the big one.
Oh, so that'll be an impressive
what
system.
What they'll do is, I've been invited to do this before, And what's nice is they give you a little, you know, they'll bring you into a beautiful room and you'll get to see the spectacular view of Rockland. They'll give you a donut or a cup of tea.
My lobster.
Yeah, I know.
Right. They'll also take you to the plumbing zone.
Wear
right?
comfortable shoes. Yeah.
Well, it's like
and
having
it's true. That's right. You have to be a trained engineer.
Yeah, well,
to
we
see,
know about it.
Well, they're.
It would take me hours to figure out if they're doing it. Or not.
Yeah, right. I know.
Hours.
That's why they don't allow photography and that kind of thing. I have only been on very small cruises of 12, nothing big.
Well, you still have trained people to answer questions.
That's right.
Yeah. I'd be interested to see it.
Yeah.
I can do it on the clock.
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
That's right, you can.
Get me on that ship right now.
So I will follow up.
What day that
yeah,
is.
Please do. That would be something.
He called this afternoon, and I did not. I was just slammed. I know. I do have a life. But I was busy, so I didn't get back to him.
Okay. And... So we're just keeping houseboats on that list.
Yeah, I just don't want to forget about it. That's okay. It's something we should probably tackle this winter.
Yep. New business is we've got that. I'll send it out. You. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
You do it anyway, so.
Yeah.
Thanks.
The only application I have right now is Maine Boats, Homes, and Harbors for next year.
And they're always so prompt. And last year, I don't know, they got really upset with us, so yes. We should
vote on that tonight.
So, I have a motion on the table.
I have a motion on the table.
Second? Mm-hmm. On favor? Fine.
Yay! Well, good. So. And what date will that be when they should? I mean, when is it that boats harbors?
August 7th through the 13th.
Go, cargo.
2018.
So I had an interesting conversation with Cindy Powell from the Lobster Festival, just so I can share it. I mean, it was a nice conversation, but I happened to go to the Windsor Fair this year, which I don't want to, but I went there, and it's really, you know, Rockwell Amusement is like these really cool rides, and
oh,
they
it's
look
really
safe.
Cool. Yeah.
So I sent her a Facebook, I have her email, and said, you know, why don't we consider Rockwell, you know, bring some, change it up a bit here. Bring something that looks a little more like you're not going, the seats aren't going to fly off and kill someone. And she said, they won't even bid for us. And I said, and then I saw her at Chamber after hours and they said, I don't understand why won't they bid. And she said, well, I'm not sure if it's really because of our budget, but more so that our ground is not even and it's really hard for them to set all their... There, what do they call that? The midway?
Yeah, midway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. So I said, why don't we consider moving the Lobster Fest? We could keep this like at the foodie park, you know, and if we wanted to come down here, and then find another venue for the rides. We have a huge football field.
That's true.
I mean, not take it away from the water, but if there's something, you know, make two venues and...
Yeah,
I don't think they like that, but I thought, you know, let's just it up a little bit and see what...
Snow Marine Park, if it wasn't a wetland.
Well, that was the other thing. We can't do anything down there because someone else said, well, why don't you use that park down there? And they said, well, we really can't. We probably stink if that's...
You've never walked in it.
I know. Yeah. It's like you.
Speaking of Lobster Festival, they're really interested in giving to the fish pier cause.
Good.
Donating. So.
Nice.
All right.
But anyways, I felt like, you know, at least I had some communication that went well.
Yeah.
You know,
Cindy's a nice woman.
Yeah, I graduated high school with her, and so I thought... Yeah.
I heard rumblings that they're trying to kind of move away from
the
happy rides.
The carny.
Yeah. And but that one, no offense, I don't know, whatever it's called, that those people that are here.
Carnies.
When did it first carnify? I mean... It obviously didn't start out that way. It must have been in the 60s or something when Ferris wheels joined in the fun.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a lobster festival a long time.
It is a lobster festival, so why aren't we sort of making it about the lobster?
Mm. I think, what I heard is that they want to go in the food direction. Mm-hmm. Get away from the carny and shift more into a foodie.
Seafood and, oh, yeah. Yeah,
I mean, that's... any money on the carnival, because I sort of, she said, and the numbers aren't really
I bet they don't make a lot yet.
Well, the carnival pays to be there.
Yeah.
Right? But they also, like, they pay, I don't know, X amount of dollars.
But they also...
They give the Lobster Fest X grand just to be there, so...
Well, I don't know how that is,
because
how would they bid then?
So, I guess they'll only do it as long as it's above that line.
Bid for them, yeah, so don't have to. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how that works.
Well, they probably bid and say, we'll give you 50 grand to be able to use that space, and Rockwell doesn't want to bother paying to use it because there's no space for them to set up.
Maybe. But she said that a dollar day and then free day on Sunday really brought... more activity to that venue.
Well, yeah. You can buy more tickets for the kids.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
So I guess to end this is we didn't have enough folks here to vote for a new chairperson, and I know it's sort of the broken record. So I'm going to send out an email, because I think that when we had the meeting at... City Hall, that someone needs to be representing this commission.
Definitely.
I'm done with that representing. So,
at the meeting at City Hall.
Can we do a vote over if I sent out? Can we vote online?
I do not know that question.
Mm.
I don't know the answer to the question. I'm
going to send out an email and then I'll call Stuart.
And then ask Stuart. Yep, make sure we do everything. Tick, tick, tick.
Anything else?
Nope. I think I mentioned about how it ought to, you know, communicate with the other harbor commissions around the town.
Yeah, I've got that number wrong.
On that particular one issue.
And I think the City Hall meeting is October 2nd.
We don't know. I've emailed Will, because all I know is he said October, so I think it's agenda setting, and it won't be a workshop. It will just be a discussion.
And the only thing we were asking them to vote on was to go from 8 to 10, right?
All
that was
looking
the
for.
Only...
That is
well,
the...
was it at 8 to 10 and then to make the division 70-30?
I don't think the division's an issue. Well, at least I wouldn't...
Yeah, I don't think
they
care.
Because it wasn't that last time.
But
I think what the issue is for council and the chamber is the increase for $2, even though we've done exactly what the cruise industry has asked us to do.
Right, they did. They said that, right?
They did. The cruise industry came and they said, you tell us what you're going to use the money for, and we're fine with the increase.
And that's Cruise Main.
That was the... Yeah, we had... What was the woman she sat next to?
Amy Powers.
Wasn't Amy. No, was the other...
She was an employee of Bar Harbor, City of Bar Harbor, but she worked when they were bringing all this to
cruise. Yeah, but Amy... I said that. She said they don't want to think that they are solely supporting any infrastructure or repairs, but they certainly want to participate and like to know what is happening. Mm-hmm. So we're not asking
and
them
this
to
directly,
solely participate
directly
in
the cruise industry.
So I think that that's fair.
Yeah, and I think we have a good leg to stand on from the infrastructure standpoint for anybody who saw what happened down there. It was a debacle. If I was on that cruise ship, I would have been very upset. And to have Mark, which was very kind of him, to go out and give them water, I would have thought that was a cruise ship responsibility.
Just out of curiosity, were they the passengers upset?
Yes.
They were.
Yes.
So they'll have something to say about that.
Yeah, I heard some of the, I can't quite remember, maybe have been the chamber or somebody else with, there were some people, a couple of guys from the shipping industry, from the ship agent here. And I think that's where I heard it from, that they said that all the passengers were really upset.
They're very upset.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't, it was a nice
and they're supposed to get back on the boat at like 6 p.m. or
something.
The boat
was going to leave at 6.
But that was here all afternoon, like.
But people just, but it was like this all afternoon.
Yeah. I mean, there was no sign of let up the whole time.
No, it was actually pretty horrible.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty horrible.
And then this is another question, and it's, did we actually pay Mr. Glazier to come down here? Okay, good.
Couldn't pay him if we wanted to.
Perfect.
And I will just note for the record, if this is still on, that was that was not a very well thought out decision.
Oh, Ed coming down?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's completely my fault. So it was short term, so I'll take the hit for that.
Yeah, not a well thought out.
Well, whatever.
Hey, I'm known for saying things most people won't say out loud. I'm happy to do it. Someone has to.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second? All in favor?
Oh.